Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, November 30th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, January 1908, Irish Representative Peer Election. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into the depths of Wikipedia to unravel intriguing stories and historical events. I'm your host, Alloy. Today, we're embarking on a journey to Ireland back in January 1908 to explore the Irish representative peer election, a unique chapter in the history of the United Kingdom and Irish peerage. Just imagine the scene. It's 1908, a brisk January, and in the grand halls reserved for political maneuvering, influential Irish peers are assembling to cast votes. The stakes? Electing representatives to the British House of Lords, a practice that has an aura of ceremonial tradition steeped in centuries-old aristocratic customs. But who were these representative peers? Why did their elections matter in 1908? Let's delve into this fascinating system. Before the Anglo-Irish Treaty of 1921, which eventually led to the establishment of the Irish Free State, the entire island of Ireland was under British rule. The Act of Union 1800 had merged the Kingdom of Great Britain and the Kingdom of Ireland, and with it, the practice of sending a selection of Irish nobility to the House of Lords. The twist in this electoral process was that only certain hereditary peers participated in this election. The so-called representative peers were elected by their fellow non-representative peers, a system that might remind you of a kind of exclusive club membership rather than a typical voting process. Only 28 representative peers could sit in the House of Lords at any given time. Talk about an elite circle. Now, January 1908 marked another election year, a tradition by then well over 100 years old, following the Union of 1801. This specific election was set against the backdrop of a rapidly changing political climate, marked by increased calls for home rule, Irish self-government. However, the House of Lords remained a bastion of that traditional power entrenched in the landowning classes. During this particular election, two vacancies needed filling. This means the election was more than just a routine event. It was a chance for those eligible to sway the political representation within the British system. Historically, these elections seldom attracted much in the way of tension or excitement compared to parliamentary elections. However, their subtle importance was undeniable to those in the know at the time. Imagine for a moment the grandeur of the Irish peers gathered. A blend of ancient customs merges with early 20th century politics. They partook in a highly ceremonial voting process, reaffirming their status within the structure of the British aristocracy. These representatives would hold significant influence, not because of direct lawmaking powers, but from their role as experienced advisors within the House of Lords. Taking a pause here, I'd like you to think about how times have changed. How do these ceremonial traditions reflect the broader societal structures of the time? Have the echoes of such historical events shaped society as we see it today? Ponder on this. If similar elite-based systems were present in contemporary governance, what would the implications be? Coming back to our tale, those elected in January 1908 joined a lineage of representative peers who carried the duality of being both Irish and part of the British legislative fabric. It raises an intriguing point about identity, power, and the paradox of Irish peers having influence within the very system that ruled over their homeland. This serves as a reminder of the layered complexities found within historical events. As the world moves forward, reflecting on these stories encourages us to think deeply about identity and representation. It beckons us to ask ourselves, how do we choose who represents us today, and what criteria are we using to make those decisions? Before we wrap up, I encourage you to look beyond the factual detailing and consider the human aspects of such historical narratives. Share a thought or insight with someone you know. Let's keep questioning and contemplating. How might our political systems benefit by learning from such historical elections? Could they inspire changes today in how representation is perceived or enacted? thank you for joining me on this chapter of Wikipedia. It's not just about reading history, it's about understanding its nuances and learning to ask the questions that matter. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and stay captivated by the stories of our world.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, January 1908, Irish Representative Peer Election. Thanks for listening. See you next time.